Hello everyone and welcome to another podcast by the ICC, the International Chamber of Commerce in the UK. I'm Sophie Dembinski, I'm the Head of Policy in the ICC's UK office, and I'm joined today by Emmanuel Adam, who's the Director of Policy and Trade at British American Business. Emmanuel,
Good morning.
We're going to be talking today about the state of UK-US trade after Brexit. We've got a few questions to run through, but before we really kick off, I mean, do you want to give us a quick overview about what is going on at the moment on the US side, in terms of how the public is perceiving trade and where we're at with Trump at the moment?
Well, good morning, everyone, again, and it's a pleasure to be with the ICC in the UK today. When it comes to trade, that is a huge and very interesting and exciting topic. Because what we have seen over the past 12 months, 16 months or so, we have seen a total change in the US approach to trade. The US, for a long time, has been a leader when it comes to trade, has been pushing for international multilateral trade agreements, and has been a cheerleader in highlighting the benefits of trade and investment to the American citizens in other countries in the world. With the election of Donald Trump as US president, we have seen a change in that approach, and a change that takes the US away from that cheerleader position. And the Trump administration has already done a number of actions, including the withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the relaunch of negotiations for the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico, and just recently a presidential memorandum to analyze whether China's trade practices are in line with the US approach. And that is a huge difference to what we have seen a number of months ago. Whether this had or has a change to the public mood towards trade, that is difficult to say. We've certainly seen that President Trump's approach to trade is a response to a public sentiment that we have noted over a number of years. Whether this has changed the new approach or whether we have actually a big change in terms of what we have seen a number of months ago, that is really hard to say at that point.
That's really interesting. And obviously on this side of the Atlantic, we've obviously had our own issues. The vote for the UK to leave the EU has also triggered a change in how the UK is going to trade going forward. Obviously, yesterday we had the announcement from the UK government that there is going to be a new customs arrangement. What is the British-American business view on that in terms of an organisational perspective? I know that you guys have released a statement on that. And also in terms of the EU side, I mean, the EU has been keen not to have a kind of a checklist approach to this in terms of what the UK is going to get from the negotiations. Are you working on any of that at all?
So now you opened a number of topics at once. let me walk us through that. So when it comes to the public approach to trade in the UK, that is a really interesting one, because when the EU and the US launched negotiations for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, short TTIP, we saw a lot of concern in the UK public as to how that agreement will look like. And I think that is partially a reason why things took a little longer. On the other hand, the UK has been one of the strongest proponents for such a trade agreement and trade overall, and continues to be so. That means, even in the language that we see today, in the Brexit negotiation, the UK government continues to claim that it's a cheerleader for trade, and that trade plays a huge role for its economy and people going forward. Brexit, well, let's put it this way, the trade discussion in Brexit does not really play a huge role in the public. So it is a political and an economic issue. Politically, Brexit is something that the UK government needs to solve, and the economy is a huge part of that. When the British government yesterday published a position paper on future customs arrangement with the EU, that was a step that was very welcome by our membership. yet at the same time, it is part of a huge debate which is of concern to our membership. You must not forget, Brexit was not something that the transatlantic business community wanted. We accept and acknowledge the vote of the British people to leave the European Union, but we will continue to make a strong case for trade of the EU that is as frictionless as possible. So this is exactly what we put down in our statement yesterday, where we said we welcome that the UK government provides more clarity on its future arrangements with the EU. We welcome that we see more details and that the UK government invites business to contribute. But we also highlight that any kind of agreement right now as it stands that is different from the current arrangement will create challenges for business.
Great, thank you, Emmanuel. And in terms of, I mean, you mentioned the kind of the US business concerns potentially around Brexit, and our membership too in the UK was keen for us to stay in the EU, and obviously now a lot of businesses are trying to work it out and make the best of the situation. What are the key concerns and priorities for American businesses at this point?
For your background, British American Business incorporates the American Chamber of Commerce to the UK, which means that our main constituency are indeed major American investors. And those investors are the strongest FDI contributor to the UK, which puts you as far ahead of any other country in this UK, in this country. It's hugely important and has therefore a huge impact on the UK economy. The business decision has a huge impact on the UK economy. I mentioned earlier, Brexit was not something that was wanted by this particular community for the reason that the UK continues and used to and has been a bridge to a much larger market, the European single market, and the UK has always been able to create a business environment which was quite favorable to American businesses. When it comes to Brexit, I think there are a number of things that are important. If you wanted to single out a few, there would certainly be the question around the future access to the customs union, the future access to the single market, and with that, the mobility of talent. Everything is linked with each other, and in all these elements, all these three elements, will decide as to what kind of business environment the UK will provide going forward. And with that, is also linked anything that we may consider doing on trade with the US too.
Right, and moving on to that, I mean, how likely do you think a trade agreement with the US is under the current administration? And what are the kind of timelines we're talking about?
Another complex one. So you have a new US administration who has taken a slightly more cautious view when it comes to trade. Yet when it comes to the UK, we have seen a number of statements which are quite encouraging towards doing some sort of arrangement, future trade arrangement with the UK. I would argue that the White House and Congress, as it stands right now, could make something work. Now, the much bigger question, however, is A, is that even feasible? As long as the UK is a member of the European Union, there is no way that the UK can officially negotiate a trade yet conclude a trade deal. So anything that will happen on an official level with the US when it comes to a trade agreement or trade arrangement depends on the outcome of the negotiations with the EU. And secondly, it will also depend on how such a trade deal will look like. Are we talking about a quick win deal that only looks at low-hanging fruits, tariffs, statements of intent, etc.? Well, then we could probably do something in a shorter period of time. Are we looking for something more comprehensive? I'm sure we are not talking here about 2-3 years. We're talking about 5 to 7 years.
Right. And what do we, when we think about the most advantageous deal for UK businesses, and then on the other side, US businesses, what are we looking at? What are the risks and also the advantages that lay before us in terms of negotiations? I mean, the pitfalls, for example. I mean, I'm thinking of things like areas where this could get blocked on the investor state dispute mechanisms, for example. how should policymakers be looking to navigate those risks, and what are the benefits at the end of the tunnel that we should be looking for?
So we as an organization, our members take the view that anything that brings the UK and the US closer together is beneficial for both sides, and we advocate for anything that both governments can do. In response to your question, there are two elements. One is contentious issues. The US has a long tradition of negotiating trade agreements, and the US has a template which they usually use when they approach a new trading partner. And those templates include certain things that the US sees as a crucial part of such a trade agreement. And we know from our experience in the TTIP discussion that when it comes to agriculture, dispute settlement mechanisms, and in parts to regulatory processes, there are contentious issues which could create problems and stumbling blocks for the UK and the US negotiate. I would say, however, both the UK and the US could be able to overcome those barriers. Much more important for me, I think, would be the fact that a UK-US deal can be advantageous for both sides of the Atlantic, but it can only be advantageous for both sides if it is aligned with whatever the US does with the EU. So if, for example, the UK were to break away from the EU and we had a clean cut between the UK and the EU, the best deal in the world between the UK and the US could probably not make up for what the UK would lose if it fully left the EU, which, as we know, is ultimately the intention by the UK government.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're coming to the end of our time with you today, Emmanuel, but predictions, long and short term, in terms of transatlantic trade and relations?
Transatlantic relations or Brexit?
Both.
Both. Let's start with Brexit. I think we have very complicated negotiations ahead of us. That is no news. I think that UK government has realized now that a 2-year negotiation time frame is not enough to get everything sorted, which is why we are now already in a time where transition agreements are officially being discussed, which we welcome as a business community. I think when it comes to the Brexit negotiations, we have a long road ahead of us, and that can be 5 years, 6 years, and that would include the transition period. And I think that within those 5-6 years, it will be long. Things can change several times all over. So we are far from knowing what the outcome of Brexit will be. The transatlantic relationship, the transatlantic trade and investment relationship, It's really hard to say, because there are several scenarios out there, and as I said earlier, it all depends on the outcome of Brexit. But I'm quite positive that we will see some sort of trade agreement between the EU and the US down the line. If we see a good Brexit outcome within a short period of time, I would also see something between the UK and the US, maybe slightly less ambitious. But as I said, I don't expect to see an outcome within the next few years, which is why I think we will see an EU-US agreement before a UK-US agreement.
Great. Emmanuel Adam from the British American Business Association, thank you so much for coming in today.
A pleasure to be here. Thanks.